Women may be only 15% of the active ranks, but on screen, stories of women in the military have been told many times, whether it's played for laughs like Private Benjamin.
This is Judy Benjamin.
I did join the Army, but I joined a different Army. I joined the one with the condos and the private rooms.
Or played for action like G.I. Jane.
I'm not here to make some kind of statement.
We're trying to make it as painless as possible.
Thank you, sir, but I expect a certain amount of pain.
Cut her loose!
There's one movie coming up, too, that will get a lot of attention. Reese Witherspoon is set to star as one of the first female American soldiers to risk her life on the battlefield. The movie is based on the book Ashley's War, the untold story of a team of women soldiers on the special ops battlefield. It's a true story of First Lieutenant Ashley White. In 2010, some of America's most battle-tested special operations leaders created an all-woman unit for Afghanistan. The author of Ashley's War, Gail Simak-Lamon, explains.
This was a team created to answer a security gap, which was special operations leaders realized that they would never kill their way to the ends of these post-9/11 wars, and they needed more information. And half the population was out of reach because male soldiers could not speak to Afghan women without causing cultural offense. And so you needed women soldiers who could keep up, who could be on these missions, some of the most dangerous and most important at that time to the war.
They are millennials, I guess, to tag their generation.
Yes.
Why do you think the military appealed to them?
These were a really different view of the millennials. You know, these were women who felt like they wanted to test themselves to be part of something bigger and to be serving alongside the best of the best. And that's why when the call to be part of this pilot program, you know, they couldn't raise their hands fast enough. And Ashley's War was really this effort to try to take people into this world we haven't seen of women who could have done anything, but who chose to put their hands up not once to serve, but twice to be part of really what they called building a plane in mid-flight. Right, to put women on the battlefield alongside special ops in 2011.
Right. So First Lieutenant Ashley White chose the military as a career while she was still at Kent State in college. She signed up at the ROTC. Can you tell us about her, her background, and what took her into the military?
Yeah, I think so many times we don't realize how many of these young women who sign up, they have so many other options. You know, Ashley was at Kent State. A lot of the other women were other ROTC programs or West Point. And Ashley White was one of these people who was this kind of mix of Martha Stewart and what we see as G.I. Jane in this country. You know, I mean, she was loved to bake, loved to cook for her husband, who was her ROTC sweetheart from Kent State. And she also could put, you know, 45 or 50 pounds of weight on her back, march for miles, go into the gym and bust out 30 pull-ups from a dead hang. I mean, wow. She was somebody who was motivated by purpose.
I mean, we are talking women in the military, and two of the women who were serving in the unit you write about had been raped by fellow soldiers. And we know the stories and the continued pressure on the Pentagon to hold more men accountable for crimes like that and getting independent investigations out of the chain of command and getting women to speak out. But what did the sexual assault mean for this group of women and these high-profile CSTs?
For some, this was the reason why they wanted to do this mission. Lane is an Iraq War veteran. She had driven a convoy. She's also a survivor of sexual assault. Lane Mason, that's right. And she wanted to do this mission because she wanted to prove to herself she would never be a victim again. When Lane told me about her sexual assault, she said, you know, this was part of why I wanted to do this. I wanted to put myself in the most difficult situation possible and prove to myself I would never be a victim again.
That's a strong motivator, but you also write that even before these women got to Afghanistan, trainers had told them they're going to hate you and you're going to have to be prepared for that. You had male soldiers cracking wise about the CST standing for casual sex team. I mean, all that has got to have affected the morale of the unit.
Well, I think what is so surprising, though, is overall this story is about a team of women who were really accepted by the men alongside whom they served with great respect and with, you know, I would never say it was all perfect, but by and large, these women went out on these nighttime operations. They earned their seat on the helicopter. They really were a part of the team, and not a one of them had any stories once they reached the Ranger units about not being accepted. It was, of course, a fight, right? These were men who had been deployed since 9/11 continuously, some of whom were doing 10, 11, 12 combat deployments. But for these women, they were used to having enablers. And for these women to be out there, they would say, look, you know, you do your job, you prove your value, you're part of the team. And that's really what happened.
Ashley's story, tell us what happened to her. I mean, she was obviously, like all the women in the CST, in dangerous situations.
That's right. I mean, these women in 2011 were seeing the kind of combat that less than 5% of the entire United States military sees. And this was while the combat ban was in place. And so Ashley was out one night on a night that began just like any other. She was with Nadia, her Afghan-American interpreter from Orange County, California. Mm. And they were out on a mission that very quickly turned very bad. And Ashley was killed alongside Sergeant First Class Christopher DeMay and Private First Class Christopher Horns. And her death really threw this program built for the shadows into a very public spotlight. And you had the head of Army Special Operations Command at her funeral talking about, you know, make no mistake, these women are warriors, and they have written a new chapter in what it means to be a female in the United States Army.
How old was Ashley when she died?
She was 24 years old.
Wow. Gail Tsimuk-Lemon is the author of Ashley's War, The Untold Story of a Team of Women Soldiers on the Special Ops Battlefield. Thanks very much for telling us the story. Really appreciate it, Gail.
Thank you for having me.